Viewer discretion advised. The following fantasy roleplay audio is for adult entertainment and harm prevention purposes only. Actresses are 18 years or older. The characters and events described are only works of fiction. None of the events described have any basis of reality. This is not to be used as encouragement or instruction in any way. Candy Bees does not condone the activities depicted within the audio. Our goal is not to normalize these depictions, but to provide a safe, legal, and consensual outlet that many of us desperately need. Thank you for your support always. Much love, and I hope you enjoy. Now, this is a tale of me when I was a little girl. I was born and raised on a carnival, and all the adults worked at night. Us kiddos, we went to sleep in our fifth wheels. This was back in the 70s where nobody locked their doors. And every night I waited for him. I fucking craved him. Y'all, I needed him. And I wanted to wait up, but I would always fall asleep. And then I'd wake up, always the same, just melted right into my bed, feeling this sexual, euphoric, fucking electrical urge. It was so intense. And then as I came to, he was there, in between my legs, licking my pussy. And I could tell he waited all day for me too. He would just take his time, lavish in every inch of my little girl pussy, kissing it, licking it, sliding his warm, wet tongue up and down my slit, nice and slow. He would circle the mouth of my little pussy. And as soon as he touched that, that's the only time I reacted. I never wanted to react. I was so scared if I did. If he knew that I was up, he would never come back. And I just wanted to feel him inside of me. I needed it. And he would work that tongue, circling my little girl cunt. As I gyrated down on him, taking more and more. Oh, God. And I know he was just lavishing in my sweet nectar. Oh, God. He would hold his tongue inside of me, feeling me contracting around him, filling up with juices. And as soon as he was pulling out, my body knew what was about to happen, and I couldn't fucking wait. Oh, God. He would rub my pussy. And I was so wet for Daddy. He was so proud of me. And I would lay there, in the sexual trance, this hypnotic state of mind that was so fucking euphoric and erotic and, oh God. Every night I heard the song Kashmir by Led Zeppelin, which came out in 75. I was born in 71. To this day, that song, oh God, it does it for me. And I just think of this man. I never knew who he was. I tried to get a scent of him so I could pick him out through all of the men in my life. And I never could. And the thought right now of knowing this man, this beautiful fucking man, who knew just how to pleasure me and love to. Oh, he would see me playing around on the show, and his dick would get hard. He'd be like, oh, there's my little Amy. I can't wait to get me some Amy tonight. And you know, Amy wants her daddy too. Amy knows just how to fuck her daddy. Oh, she knows just how to pleasure her daddy. Oh, and he would slide the tip of his finger in me. Oh, God. And I try not to react with my mouth. Moans, words. All I could do was thrust down on daddy because I needed him, I craved him, I wanted all of him inside of me. Nice and slow. Oh, daddy. Oh my God, and he would start batting his finger. And I would clench him. I would hold him with my little girl pussy. Oh, my pedo daddy. I would release, and he would inch in more, and I would grab him, and he would bat it back and forth until I couldn't take it. I'd release, and he'd slide it in. Oh, and when he was knuckle deep, he would hold it, letting my little body relax, feel him, really feel him, you know. And I did. God, I felt him. And he would start. He would start moving in and out. And I would start fucking him. Nice and slow. Gyrating my hips. Working my little girl pussy down on daddy's finger. I just wanted to hold his head. I wanted to feel his hair. I wanted to touch his face. Oh, yes, daddy. Oh, and daddy knew what I needed. He knew baby girl needed to be fucked with his finger every night. That's what was gonna keep a happy, good Amy. Oh, and daddy did. Daddy, daddy. Daddy, yes. Daddy, yes. Daddy, yes. Daddy, yes. Daddy, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, daddy. Daddy. Oh, fuck, daddy. Oh, daddy. I loved him. I wanted him. I really fucking needed him. And I only had him for one summer. But I'll always remember daddy. Oh, God. And if one of you motherfuckers out there remember me, fucking call me. God damn. Oh, God. I wish y'all an incredible fucking day. Thank you with all of my heart, soul, and sweet fucking pussy juice for supporting me and Goddess Beatrix. Beatrix, I fucking love you, baby girl. You're amazing. And I'm so excited to work with you. And we're going to make motherfuckers come, girl. Every single day. I love you. Mwah.